Roman's Countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am very well. We're not alone in the studio. Would you like to introduce our guests?
Yes, absolutely. I'm joined by Aisha and Frankie, who are two of the wonderful cast members of the Vagina Monologues, which is opening at the Pump House tomorrow. Thanks very much for coming up. I was wondering, I mean, it's a very famous play. It's been around, we were saying, out in the lounge for over 30 years.
Wow.
But for those who maybe don't know or have heard the title, Frankie, do you want to just give a little overview of what it is?
So the play was written by Eve Ensler in 1996, and she interviewed hundreds of women from all walks of life, and from there she asked them questions about themselves and specifically their vagina, and in doing so she discovered how little it had been spoken about on that kind of a platform. So the original show was her performing about 14 monologues, sitting in front of an audience with a chair, and a lot of the audience walked out. And since then it has kind of become one of the bases for most young women or people who identify as women monologue, like audition monologues, because it's so hard to find good monologues for women, and this show kind of has almost all of them.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Aisha, do you want to explain, because it's been done quite a few times and in many different ways, do you want to maybe talk about how you guys who are now doing it at the Pump House have really have made it your own?
Yeah, well, as you said, it has been done a lot, and as Frankie just said, a lot of people have found it offensive, perhaps, but I think that's one of the reasons why it's still relevant. And I would really like to give a sort of shout out to our director, Meg Andrews, who has, you know, given a fresh perspective on the monologues. And so it is both confrontational on the one hand, but at the same time, there's a lot of humor, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of good, positive vibes, you know, that come out of this play. And yeah, so I think it's still something that people will find thought-provoking, but fun as well, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I guess, Frankie, you've got a background in clowning.
I do.
Which is pretty cool. It is some of the topics that they deal with in this play, they are quite intense and heavy, but is there anything, like, how have you brought aspects of, I mean, your background in acting, which is, you know, there is a lot of clowning, like, how have you brought bits of yourself to this show?
I think Meg is to thank for a lot of that. She's given us the ability to create the monologue into our own kind of work. The monologue I'm performing is quite vulnerable. It's not something normally in my wheelhouse. Normally I'm a clown, as you say. But there are pieces which are just hysterical, kind of slopped in the middle. There's a piece that literally has girls like rolling around on the floor. And then there's a really, really funny piece right towards the end. But I think humour and comedy is one of the most important ways to win an audience over when you're trying to get across tough and hard to listen to messages. If you can start by saying, like, we're on your side, we love you, we want you here, this is fun,
yeah,
then you can say, this is the not so fun bit. But you have to have that element of kind of levity in order to have the proper impact of being like, this is the not so happy topic. And that, so it really, like, it gets into those tough places, but it takes you out of them nice and quickly, because we know that, like, sitting in a show for an hour where people yell at you is not the most enjoyable experience.
You've got to have the light with the shade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aisha, how have you found the experience? You were telling me just before that you acted a lot in university, you took a break, and now you're back. How have you found, personally, being in a play that's so famous and, you know, so revolutionary in some ways?
Well, first of all, it's been great fun. as you might have guessed, I'm about double the age of most of my co-actors. But I think I'm pretty sort of up for it as well.
Aisha's a great time.
So yeah, I get a lot of energy from these young people. But for me, it's also been a personal journey. You know, I call myself a child of the 60s, which was the time when a lot of these, I mean, that was the time of women's liberation and, you know, the sort of hippie movement and things. So I've always been a bit of a rebel.
Nice.
And yeah, so, you know, I'd seen this play. And when I first saw it, I didn't actually think very much of it. I thought, you know, there's a whole lot of people coming and just giving little speeches on stage. But it's not that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, as Frankie said, and it's thought-provoking, which is what good theatre should be.
Mm-hmm.
It should make people think. It should make them sort of question maybe their own preconceptions. I'm sure a lot of the audience who will come to this play already know what they're letting themselves in for. Mm. But yeah, so it makes them think and have a bit of a laugh as well.
Awesome.
So it's got both.
Frankie, is there anything that you, any message that you hope will be taken away? It's sort of hard to guess how an audience will respond to something, but is there anything that you hope sort of shines through?
I hope that we can start civil conversations afterwards. I have managed to convince a lot of my guy friends to come, which usually when I'm performing improv, they are like in the room, couple beers deep, like ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was like, oh, I'm performing in the vagina monologues, immediately some of them were like, what about the penis monologues? And I was like... yeah, so I really hope that it can start some conversations with people around the fact that it should just be kind of basic conversational. And like Aisha was saying in the room, we have so much fun because everybody is on the same page, because kind of by day 3 or 4, we were like, oh, this is the topic. This is what we're talking about. Let's be open. Let's talk about our shared experiences. And I really hope that we... can start conversations amongst the audience where they're like, oh, that was really interesting, that little moment there. And somebody else goes, oh, well, I found that little moment. And just that's all I want, is just to start.
Start a conversation.
Nice. Start a yarn over a couple beers. Yeah.
Well, if people want to come see the Vagina Monologues, it opens tomorrow, Wednesday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. And then it goes all the way until Sunday, the 6th of December, which is a matinee, but the rest of the performances are evening shows.
Awesome.
And there is a trigger warning that you wanted to mention, Frankie.
There is a trigger warning, which I will get right now. Sorry. So the Vagina Monologues deal with some sensitive topics to some people that may find challenging to see presented on stage, with language that can be confronting. We encourage our audience to exercise discretion before buying tickets. We want you to have a wonderful time. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Frankie and Aisha, for coming up.
You're welcome. Sounds
amazing, and I'm personally very excited.
Awesome.
We.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. We'll see you at the Pump House Theatre.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
That certainly was.